This week's e-break has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right. 2:39 here on the Sweet Spot. Friday, Mavericks going to the NBA Finals. Dallas Stars and Edmonton Oilers. Game 5 all knotted up at 2 with 7:30 start right here on the Little Ticket. But without further ado, throw it back to Monto, who will take us through the NIT break.
Let's do it, boys. We have 6 candidates here to sift through. We start with one Jason Killer Kellison, the producer of Intentional Grounding. They got a little burn on MIMO Day, Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. And Killer said what I think a lot of us were thinking.
I don't know if you can tell on that side of the glass, but I have a big beard.
We're very familiar with it, yes.
The most painful thing I've ever had to do is pull that little lice comb through my beard.
Oh, but that's why it looks particularly special and sharp
today. Yeah, it looks good now.
Well, yeah, it did straighten it out for the most part. But still, it was very painful just to find at the end there's nothing in my head. Well,
we already knew that. Boy, that's old news, Killer.
Okay. Thanks for confirming that.
I was not infested with the lice bug.
Boy, when Killer says that, people jump on that fumble.
The lice bug.
I'm so confused by the context of that segment. Okay.
And so he was talking about them having to all go through that.
I just kind of thought he was sitting in there on Memorial Day. He was like, let's see if I have
just
lice
picking bugs
in
out of
my beard.
Yeah, he got it from the kennel.
I don't have lice.
This one tastes good.
We have been fortunate so far to have 2 kids go through public school and not have lice.
Okay.
So far. Again, I'm not counting my chickens.
I've never had it in my life, knock on wood.
Same.
Never had lice anybody
in
there?
Is that like an elementary school thing? I feel like when you're in high school.
It feels like it is.
Probably past it.
That was the
elementary, middle school.
Unless you're a lice bug chaser.
That was the worst day in like fourth grade when the nurse comes in and she's checking everybody's hair.
Yep.
Just to do that in front of all your classmates. And if they were to find somebody, like, all right, you've got to go.
I didn't like
it's
the
like
one
wearing
where they
the scarlet letter.
Spina bifida or whatever.
Oh, the scoliosis?
Scoliosis, yeah.
Lean over, bend over the front and touch your toes.
This person has sway back.
All right, there's Killer as candidate number 1. Corby will be candidate number 2. Now, I do think he was a little bit wronged here, but he says something funny, and we hear from the Dolphin.
My apology is it is the Edmonton Elk. The Edmonton Eskimos is from a time where we were far less sensitive as humans.
Oh, Eskimo is now Inuit.
I didn't know that.
We are
The Edmonton
the
Elk.
Canadian Football League has pivoted.
When did they go woke?
I don't know, but trust me.
Yeah, it's happened.
Canada's a place where.
Well, did you see the beginning of the game last night when they had the big Native American tribute? What, you can say that.
Well, they're not Native Americans.
They're Canadian.
If they're in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
You pick them back.
Well, whatever. Native North American.
You
Native,
are a moron.
Native.
Way to go.
Badlands.
Y'all hear a pile on DJ there at the very end?
Yeah.
Dog pile Deej.
Yeah, you are stupid. Used to find the mic on button on that day.
Trying to struggle to find the right word to.
But, I mean, wouldn't that still technically be Native American if you just consider, like, this continent America?
Yes, North America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think that he said anything wrong
but
there.
The PC term for African Americans that live in Canada is Black Canadian, which sounds bad,
whoa,
but you don't call.
That's redundant in
Native peoples up there?
I just call them my friends.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I feel like we all just hit a high horse stop here, so we're going to move on.
I'm going to look up. I don't even know what to search.
All right.
Just don't search.
There's Corby. He is a candidate number 2. The other part of the rant, Gordon, is a candidate number 3. He said a funny phrase and stopped down the muses.
So, yes, when in doubt, try to figure out a place to get rid of the food in a garbage can.
When in doubt, try a cooler, but even that doesn't work after a while.
That's the mnemonic device that we all need. Is it pneumatic or pneumonic? Pneumatic is coins or air pressure?
Air pressure.
What's coins?
Queens.
What's coins? That was just asked. What's coins?
You know what I'm talking about?
I want that t-shirt.
What's the term that we use for people who collect coins and the study of coins? It's like something like that.
Yeah.
I want What's Coins to be on the t-shirts that they give out at the Mavs game at the finals. Yeah. Like, that's just like their new slogan.
Not to be critical, but where was the Eli remix of Coins?
I was anticipating that as well.
Nope, there it is.
Here we go.
I love the start of this.
Let's have this start off your weekend.
Coins.
The whole club is just going to be.
By the way, speaking of, did we mention in the last segment the fact that it was weird they had a white out when the Mavs were wearing white?
No,
I thought that was pretty awesome. I thought that was a bad omen for Minnesota.
But I like it when the Mavericks wear, like, quote, old school jerseys, like the Dirk era.
So like the grays?
The road gray?
The one time they wore those. Wouldn't that be great if they just dusted those off the finals?
Those were not bad in theory until they actually wore them they turned purple.
Right.
They should bring something like that back. Just make it a little better. Don't make them shiny.
Coins, all right, we have
coins,
here
coins
in the NIT break, a twofer from Sunday morning on Work in Progress. I'm going to put this one on Siri because
Jose.
No.
That's a little. We haven't talked baseball yet today.
I know, and you're jonesing. This is the real Siri, the one that's on all of our phones, who's always listening. Mm. And this has happened before on this station. It got me, and
she's
I reacted
kind of a bitch.
In the same violent way.
We got EA in there on the board. We got Michael Dixon doing tickers. It's the Power Hour, which means more us, less not us. And coming up at 5:55. Shut up. I'll let you know. Be like Harrison Butker's wife over there, Siri.
You're trying to send Siri to the kitchen?
So at 5:55, we will talk about the life and passing of Bill Walton.
Siri, get it back on the tracks here.
We had a little...
Let's bring the room. Now mine's going off. Look at this.
Little swerve hand.
Look at this.
Yeah. I talk over her, but she's talking in the background while I'm trying to... I'm just trying to get the show going. We're in the Power Hour.
Got the
everyone's
theme
listening.
Going.
A great return.
It's on Memorial Day. People are listening to us while they're cooking hot dogs. Mm-hmm. She's just trying to shoot my wheels off, and she did.
They never stopped talking, Montu.
She was horny. She wanted some Justin.
Yeah, I had to take her into the bathroom and just
have your way.
What she wanted, yeah. Right into the charging port. All right, candidate number five here again. This is actually from Sunday. That was from Monday. We've all heard this before. Ham can't say a word, and it sends DJ and I into a tizzy.
Oh, no.
Thank you for finally saying that full word. That's big of you.
What'd he say?
Just go on, Ham. He's the worst person ever.
I don't have rewind in real time.
That's none of us do, actually.
For the first time ever said Japanese hoe.
Oh, that's big.
That's what I'm saying. He usually cuts it off.
So do you not have anything for this segment?
No, we got a lot.
We got a lot. I went and saw a moose.
A moose.
We've been setting you up, getting you ready. Oh, God. You finally get the ball down in the post and you lose it out of bounds.
It's like inbounding to someone with no hands.
God, with our own little Rudy Gobert down there.
Poked off my head.
At some point, it's our fault. Just keep passing it to him.
Yeah, why don't coach keep putting them in?
I'm just trying to make the right play. If he's open, I'm going to pass it to him.
Keep playing our game.
It kind of sounded like he said, I went to see a moose, and I was really hoping that's what he did.
Yeah.
Was he went to see, I went to see a moose.
You have a moose
weekend.
Friend.
Oh, okay.
I went and saw a moose.
Went to saw a moose.
What did you mean to say, Matt?
Movie?
I went to see a movie.
What'd you see?
The Furiosa movie.
Good?
Yeah. Pretty good.
I'll be going this weekend.
The trailer looks like it's too funny.
It's not funny.
It's not funny. Okay, good. It looks like it's trying to be funny.
Speaking of movies that didn't do well at the box office, go see Fall Guy. It's awesome. It's great.
Is that the Cray-Tray one with Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, Ryan Gosling. Emily
But to be clear, Cray-Tray is not in the
movie. Is that about Shohei's translator?
You just have to go see it. All right. I'm not going to give anything away.
Starring Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. I went and saw a moose.
Okay.
Good drop.
A moose.
On the NIT break, it's Bob Sturm. He got a bad cough, and he couldn't get rid of it.
If you could skate the cup at home with this group of guys, that would be unbelievable. And so 99, they won in Buffalo. The Mavs, of course, won in Miami. I don't know why I'm coughing. And the Rangers won in Arizona.
You're all choked up.
Yeah, you're verklempt. This could be it. This could
struggling.
Be it.
I might die before the cup.
Well, yeah, we want you to live to see the cup skated at least.
Yeah, I hope they got it, man. I hope they see how close they are, and I hope they take this series by the scruff of the neck. Oh,
God. Oh, God.
I promise I'm not verklempt. I just have a frog of the highest order. Let me go get a drink of water, guys.
Yeah, you gather yourself.
You guys finish this.
Yeah, he had to get up and go to the water fountain.
You could feel it coming, too.
Bob's one of the dudes that puts his cheek right on the nozzle.
Oh, yeah, I hated that kid.
Yeah, he slurps it. All right. These are our six candidates. Killer, Corby, Gordo, Siri, Ham, or Bob. We'll start with Ham.
Give me myself.
All right. Sean.
I mean, I feel like I'm voting for a dynasty every time I do it, but I'm going to vote for Ham, too.
Okay.
That made me laugh the most.
Lando.
Ham went to see a moose.
He did go see a moose. Our votes don't count, Mino, but what do you got?
Yeah, give me the new Rosen. The new dynasty.
That's got to feel good.
Great.
I think I'll go for a clean sweep.
Look at that.
And now that gives Ham his fourth NIT break.
Yes.
He ties Corby.
Closing it out.
So we had a clean sweep this morning with Bob in the regular e-break, and Ham sweeps out the NIT break this week.
Strong week.
Bob's was pretty dynasty. Strong too, the one we had right here.
That one was good.
It was good.
On any other week, maybe it wins, but we had Ham.